First John chapter 5, first four verses. The witness of men, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that's begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now there's a, and I'm not belittling the verse, a catchphrase right there, and I've heard it quoted, you know, we've overcome the world. Well, then how come you're worried about the water bill? You see? So it's a nice religious phrase, and it is the word of God, but how does it apply to you today? The victory that overcometh the world is our faith. As it goes, that victory that overcomes the world goes beyond death. It goes beyond this world. Those whose faith lies in this world are of all men most miserable. And as we talked about last week, it's all vanity. And I consider vanity, that's my own definition, vanity is temporal. Anything that's temporal is vanity. It's going to go away. It's not eternal. Our faith lies in He who overcame the world, Jesus, the Son of God. And that's sort of where they come, that two-nature prospect is Christ Himself. He had the nature of man, contrary to what a lot of people believe, and He had the nature of God. If you want to call those two natures, you can call them two natures. I believe that's exactly as those that are in Christ are. Because you have Christ in you. So you have to have the nature of God, or you're not converted. I have the nature of man. Okay? But now here's where I divide it to a third. I don't live after the old man. He's dead. But I'm still a man. I'm still hurt and I thirst. And I'm still tempted. But God's given me. Christ was tempted. He never sinned. He was perfect. But he was tempted. Preach the whole book. And I'm not meaning to be irreligious in any manner. But such phrases, you know, the victory that overcometh the world, they've become cliches. They're not, but that's what they've become. I talked about learning, you see. And it, especially so in what they call today the church. And they're so overused. Many of these Bible verses are so overused or used in such a manner that it betrays the original intent, you might say. It's become as such a ticket to a proposed other life. Well, we don't have anything else going on. I don't know what's going to happen when I die. I better take this deal up. Oh yeah, I believe in Jesus. He's the Son of God. And even that's disappearing. They just opened the largest Buddhist temple in the world in New Jersey. And I got a picture a while ago from a health club in Houston from someone I know that's there this morning at this hour with a Muslim woman with the deal on her head on the treadmill. And I texted our enemy. They're our enemy. If you don't believe it, just go up to them and tell them that Allah is not God. Or tell them that Jesus is Lord. You'll find your enemy really, really quick. Our own small group here is relegated to once a week on a cell phone normally. Our own small group. And I wondered when I wrote this, when I'm gone, will the last ember of this fire die also? Is this going to stop? Not this truth, not this Christ, but this body. And if we're not a body, what are we doing here? Who will preach the word? Who's going to preach the word? Did he stop calling preachers? I can't tell you the last time I met somebody that was called to preach. I know it's been 20 years. How shall they hear? Perhaps more important, what shall they hear? This faith is of utmost importance. Do you not have faith? Then can you not speak truth? See, now we're getting past religion. How is it we cannot speak, not what we've learned? I can't remember most of what I've learned. But I can speak what I know. I can remember what I've experienced. We speak of what we know in the natural all the time. How is it we can't speak what we know in our faith? How does that happen? Suddenly we become mutes. How can one be born again and know nothing of Christ? And I'm not talking about quoting me what the Bible says. An infidel can read that. I'm talking about knowing Christ. I'm asking you, is your testimony not true? Do you not have a testimony? A testimony of what Christ did for you, what he does in your life, what he's done for you, and what he is doing. In that same chapter, 1 John 5:19, he said, "And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness." You see it? We know we're of God. Well, do you? Almost all I meet claim that. But their lives show no such thing. They talk like they always did. They live like they always did. They speak in such a natural manner. And their what little religion they have consists in some Bible verses. I texted something this week. How even grace itself can become a snare. I preached on that. I've got a message on that somewhere from many years ago. How could grace become a snare? Because you use this Bible and you use it amiss. About stuff you don't know anything about things you've never done. But you learned it. And that's why they come out of seminaries, Bible colleges, and Sunday school classes, and church services. And all they know is something the preacher told them. I call it the witness of men. And you find that in verse 9 of our text. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God's greater. For this is the witness of God, which he had testified of his Son. But look at verse 8. And there are three that bear witness in earth, spirit, water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If you have met Christ Jesus, you know exactly what these verses are about. Because you've lived it. You have lived something. Now hear me, you can't stay here and not believe such. Because it's like manna. Truth to a child of God's like manna. And so many have left our midst over the years, have passed through and passed through and passed through. You know why? They're looking for quail. They were looking for quail. I've preached on this many times. 1 John 2:19, they went out from us. But they were not of us. For if they'd been of us, they would no doubt continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Do you see that? They were not all of us. Well, I'm going to add a call. Okay, in the middle of a service. It'll be on the tape.
Okay.
All right, so they went out from us because they were not of us. Do you see it?
All right.
So, the difference in the manna and the quail. Everybody would rather have the quail. That's why they go that way. Now, a great verse. We read the part, but now the whole. 1 John 5:19. And we know that we are of God. We just read it. Do you see it? And the whole world lieth in wickedness. You know what everybody should be doing? Amen. 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 Because the kingdom of God's where? Oh, that is that another verse? It's just a verse out there that something you've learned, something you've heard? Or is the kingdom of God within you? I saw a lot of folks, they say, well, it's among us. It was Christ. But he didn't say that. He said it's within you, you see. We've overcome the world, have we not? I just received an email this past, well, I guess whenever this was, 7 or 8 days ago, from a group that we got our listing on somewhere, I don't know, way back when, called Founders Ministries. And they had, did you see it? I sent it out. Family worship for dummies. How blasphemous. And they had how to lead little ones to Christ. How to lead little ones to Christ. I'm preaching. I've been preaching 36 years. I guess I haven't learned much because I don't know how to lead these little ones to Christ. I don't know how to lead you to Christ. I can tell you all about what I know. I say all about what I know. I could learn something and tell you about all that I learned, but that's different. I can tell you all about what I know. What I learned, I'm like the blind man. Well, what did he do? What did he do? And he goes, all I know is I was blind, but now I see. You see. How about this book, this King James Bible? You think this might work? I don't need family worship for dummies or how to lead little children. I'm going to give them the word. The rest is up between them and God. Poor God needs help. I told you Brian sent me a link to a revival, so-called revival. And I replied, I listened to a few minutes of it, and I said, I've heard it. I've heard it. I've heard it. I've heard it, and I've heard it, and I've heard it. Every head bowed, and the piano music playing, and only you can save someone from hell. Boy, I missed that part in John 3, where Christ told Nicodemus, bow your head. Bow your head, Nicodemus. Close your eyes. John hit a chord on the piano. You see? Or how about the Philip to the eunuch? Close your eyes, eunuch. How about Paul to the Philippian jailer? Close your eyes, jailer. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Only you can save somebody from hell. You know, I heard that thing. There's not going to be one person in hell or heaven because of me. Not one. You say you're a preacher. Yeah, he called me to preach. That's what I'm doing. Well, how about you? How'd you get here? Was it the witness of men? Now listen, only the spirit of water, only the spirit, water, and blood lead to eternal life. That's the witness on the earth. Our faith. I sent this out this week, Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the present day. Now see, the witness of God is truth. And if you want to learn about the Word of God and that it's sharper than any two-edged sword, take it out every once in a while and use it. Because I've had men and women that wanted to kill me, and all I did was take that sword out and use it from the book they professed to believe and love. But so many misuse it, like John 3:16 or 1 John 4:5. You know, God is love. And 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. I can't find that word love in 1 Corinthians 13. I find the word charity, and I've preached on it many times. Oh, we have to know the Greek. No, sir, I don't have to know the Greek, and I'm Greek. I am a Greek, and I don't have to know the Greek. But this same John dispels such. I'm going to give you two verses. Turn very seldom preach on. Turn to Second John and Third John. 2 John chapter 10. This same love apostle that Jesus did love, by the way, says in verse 10, If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, and neither bid him Godspeed. Well, wait a minute. Aren't we supposed to love the world? No. And then you get to 3 John, and you look at verse 11. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. Oh, we're going to have to make a judgment there. Going to have to know the difference between good and evil. And that includes people. He that doeth good, see, he is of God. But he that doeth evil hath not seen God. There's the love apostle, John. The enemy always uses but part of the book. Always. You know, when I'm selling trucks, I don't tell them about the recalls. The part that suits this or that agenda. The witness of men. And today we use the witness of men for so-called conversion. But that's not true religion, and that's not true conversion. It's the witness of God. I don't need to tell a man to tell me. You need a man to tell you that you were born in the flesh? No. And I don't need a man to tell me I was born in the Spirit. What happened to you today, honey? Oh, I got saved. I've seen that so many times. What happened to you today, sir? Oh, I got saved. I don't need a man to tell me that. Look here, we brought these people up today. Come shake their hand. Now, all got saved. You can catch them down at the beer joint tomorrow night. They'll all be back down there. And I don't need a man to tell me that I was born in the Spirit. Now you think about that. You hear me? How much man is used to proclaim Christ today? So I added something at the end of this word. The wisdom of human beings, it's a quote from the Japanese guy that led the attack on. He said, I think I quoted it last week, the wisdom of human beings is not something worth admiring. You see, turn back to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 5. We used to quote this all the time. They don't preach this. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. That's what it says. Is that what your Bible says? And maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. The news. You should be able to read the news. Pull up the news and have that witness. Nature should teach us. Faith comes by hearing. Just like Peter. He heard, but he wasn't converted. Conversion comes by God and only God. How many turned back? You remember the book of John? All except 12. They all turned back. Who was preaching? Lord, Jesus Christ. And they all turned back. You think I'm going to get discouraged because I've had a few in 36 years because they all turned back? No. They all turned back. And that was Christ preaching. The witness of men can produce professions. It cannot produce conversions. Man can plant seeds even in procreation. You know, not going to go into that. The man and the woman each participate, but that life, from whence does it come? From God. Yeah, we can do our part, but the life comes from God. Now, interestingly, Jesus, he was virgin born. And I wrote down here, it just came to me, so's every man is born of the Spirit. Amen? See the difference now? You see the analogy? You see it? And that's the experiment. You have to know that. You can't say, oh, well, the preacher told me I'm virgin born. That doesn't mean anything unless you were virgin born. You know, you can't, I wrote this morning, you can't learn that there have war going on in the Middle East again. You can't learn about war by reading about it or watching war movies. Because you're not bleeding, and you don't hurt, and you don't thirst, and your friends aren't dying all around you. It's exciting to see. We all look at it and it's exciting. It is. Oh, wow, man. They're bombing and they've got drones and they're blowing up tanks. And I wonder if the grandma, the grandmas, plural, that were kidnapped, if they think it's really exciting. The one experiencing the horror. More like harrowing. I see most religion today the same way. They're just reading or playing war like children. They're just reading about it or playing church. They're not actually in the battle. You know, I can't find one in this whole book that just got up and simply went to work every day. Did y'all ever read about one like that in this book? I didn't. I can't find one that just got up and went to work every day. Is that what you do? Is that your religion? You just get up and go to work every day. Believe in God. Life is good. Jesus come up on some old boys that were just like that. You remember? And he told him, he said, follow me, and I'll make you what? Fishers of men. You see any of that in our midst? Fishers of men? What on earth has God told you to do? Or you just possess the witness of men? See, that's a witness of God. It's a calling. And he calls. If you're his, he said it. Remember John 6:44. No man come to me except my Father draw him. My Father call him. Hello? Hello? How'd you get here? God call me. Boy, y'all see the look on people's faces. Well, God told me to do this. What? Religious people. Religious people. Why'd you go over there? Why'd you do that? God told me. Like, did you hear his voice? Was he in the sky? Well, you can't answer those questions. See, those are things that have to do with the witness of men. But those that are called, we have the witness, spirit, and water, and the blood.